SIGV het Vrydag 'n opwindende nuwe projek in Witrivier bekendgestel, wat beloof om die gesig van tegnologiese vooruitgang in die land na die hoogste vlak te neem. Saam met die internasionale leiers in kunsmatige intelligensie en kubersekuriteit, Protected by Artificial Intelligence, PBI in kort, is SEEK ontwikkel. Organisasies het meestal ongelooflik baie data tot hul beskikking, soveel so dat hulle nie die spreekwoordelike naald in die hooimiet kan vind nie. SEEK is aan die voorpunt van 'n oplossing hiervoor. Dit gebruik tegnologie om menslike intelligensie aan te vul. So kan 'n maatskappy, departement of selfs land homself beter beskerm en bevoordeel. SIGV se uitvoerende hoof, Peter Bishop, 'n vooraanstaande ondersoeker, beskryf SEEK as 'n mandjie vol triks wat tegnologie integreer vir beter resultate.
What is really important for CHIV is always to get ahead of the curve. And I think now with this world-class system, and with my travels across the world, and where I bumped into you, with the UN, with law enforcement, there are many systems that I've come across that I've used. This is one of the true systems where a number of systems are all in one. And it's really going to give us the edge to get to the answers quickly. With the advent of technology in the world, with COVID, as we've just realized, we have to really, really get ahead of the curve. And I think for the first time we're going to do that. With CHIV dealing with health matters, I mean the contingent liabilities is huge. We have to reduce it. And CHIV has got a proud record, and we've reduced that in savings to government to about 13 billion so far. And I believe with the system will help us to get to those answers much quicker, as I said earlier on.
Dit word tans deur die Nasionale Departement van Gesondheid gebruik om veral mediese eise teen hulle te beheer, wat hulle geld spaar sodat dit beter aangewend kan word om dienste te lewer. PBAI-president Brian Gallagher is 'n kenner in kubersekuriteit en het onder Amerikaanse presidente George W. Bush en Barack Obama gedien in die geheime diens. Hy sê vir McFarlane Muleli, beter bekend as carte blanche journalist, maar ook die uitvoerende hoof van PBAI Africa, hoe opgewonde hulle is om die projek uiteindelik te kan bekendstel.
The SEEK system is going to give South Africa an amazing opportunity to look at information, to look at data, to display it in ways that are going to be useful for all types of different entities. Anything from looking at fraud, waste, and abuse, corruption, how we can better use resources within the country. And we're excited to just be able to be here in White River, be here to team with UMAC and the others at the facility to have this exciting moment. So I'm just a little bit speechless. We've been waiting a long time to come here. We had to wait for COVID to allow us to come back, but this is an amazing opportunity, and thank you to the whole team here, everybody here, to allow this to happen.
Professor J.T. Kostman, PBAI se uitvoerende hoof en hoofstrateeg, is 'n datawetenskaplike wat beskou word as een van die wêreld se voorste kenners in toegepaste kunsmatige intelligensie.
This is actually a technology that's evolved beyond anything that's available anywhere on the planet right now. South Africa is now not playing catch-up. South Africa is leading the way. And it's only because of our partnership with CHIV, with our South African partners, with the people we have working as part of that team, that became possible. The algorithms, the code, the capabilities that run this system, I assure you, are cutting edge for the globe. Those capabilities are what really give us the ability to, as we've seen, connect the dots. And that's really what it's all about. Getting away from all the technical jargon. We have so much information now that it's incomprehensible to a single human mind, to even a collection of minds. That's what we do with this AI, with machine learning. And I'll take a minor segue here. You've heard the term machine learning before. That's not a euphemism. My machines actually do learn. And they learn the same way that pigeons and puppies and people learn. They learn by being taught. Those teachers become integral to the process, and those teachers are the extraordinary subject matter experts and investigators that we work with. You can think of it as the same way that people use telescopes or microscopes to be able to understand things that are beyond our innate comprehension, our innate capabilities. That's really what we're doing here.
Shakir Williams stem saam dat die departement bloot nie al die inligting tot hul beskikking kan prosesseer nie en daarom raak dit oneffektief.
Going through that journey, we've identified that our public sector is not as broken as everybody would like to say. There are mechanisms and there are officials that are dedicated in their work, but the sad reality of it is that the information is just overwhelming. Our collective hands with the PBAI Africa, and through the vision of the executive of CAJV, is to help them deal with all of that information, is to structure that information in a way that makes them proactive officials. And our goal is to sit and one day have a public sector that we are proud of as South Africans. And if we can take that one step further, then I think we've achieved what we've set out to achieve.
Kosman belig ook die verbeterde effektiwiteit wat SEEK bied.
Sunlight is the best disinfectant. That's really what SEEK does. SEEK brings into stark reality, stark contrast, stark visibility what's going on in government. And if there are instances of fraud, waste, abuse, corruption, inefficiencies that are getting in the way of equitable and optimal distribution of services so that the people are getting what they should be getting and it's not going to the thieves, that is what we consider to be a win.
Hy benadruk dat SEEK plaaslik ontwikkel is.
Our intent is to create the opportunity to continue to do that, to amplify that talent, that brilliance, whether it's from other investigators and whether those are subject matter experts who are working for government or in the private sector on the one hand, but how do we enable that? How are we going to build those systems? I mentioned earlier that a large part of SEEK was built in South Africa and it's being built for South Africa. Our intent is to continue to facilitate that sort of thing. Our intention in creating this partnership and creating these capabilities was that it not be built somewhere else and thrown to South Africa. Most of these systems have been built in South Africa by South Africans, and it is our intent to continue to evolve our relationship to where we will find young men and women who aspire to work in this arena, give them the training they need, give them the opportunity they need. Ability is evenly distributed, but opportunity is not. We intend to change that. We intend to change that on behalf and with the wonderful people we've met in South Africa. So we want to go to Soweto and we want to say to the kids who don't know what they're going to do or where they're going to go, why not consider pursuing a career along these lines? And so we're building mentoring training programs to be able to take kids who have the basic essential elements they need to succeed in this arena, which are frankly nothing more than being smart, being curious, being willing to work darn hard. And if they're willing to do those things, which we find an extraordinary appetite for in South Africa, why can't we give them the opportunity to be able to do these same sort of jobs? We're hoping that as time evolves, and it won't be tomorrow, probably won't be next month, but soon, let's start to attract more of that. But let's also expand not just our capabilities and our teams, but the capabilities generally. Let's start to create a cadre across South Africa of capable kids, bring these services, this experiences globally at very competitive wages. And that's the final bit, very much my partnership, Ren, who runs the business side of our business. We pay American wages. Whether our talent is sitting in South Africa or Heidelberg, it shouldn't be any of our business what their economy is and their circumstances are. Those are the costs we know we have to incur to do business. Why not create a cadre of talent here that can do that to serve the world?
Bishop is opgewonde oor hoe dit tot die vierde industriële revolusie in die land sal bydra.
We've put a lot of money into our building here, and we hope to expand as we roll out our business plans and strategies. We're also wanting to develop the talent in the country, and as we've spoken, we will be taking a number of our staff across to the US for training, give them the opportunity to explore other South parts of the world, see how it's done there, so that we can really have dynamic staff dealing with the work that we do. And so that's where we are. And I'm really, really so happy that you managed to get here through this pandemic. And we are going to really be one of these service providers of choice for government and for private sector. We do lots of work in the private sector as well.
Hy beskou COVID ook as die katalisator wat bewys het jy hoef nie uit die laafveld uit weg te gaan om 'n globale leier te wees in tegnologiese vooruitgang nie.
With this type of technology, we can also start exposing the younger generation to the technology. You know, it's one thing to learn the stuff in classroom, it's another thing to actually apply it. And when you start applying it, you start making mistakes and you start learning. And I think with us being the leader, we hope and we want other companies to follow suit and also come to this part of the world and expand and give everybody an opportunity so that you stop the migration from the smaller towns to the urban areas, and when they get there, it's not always greener on the other side as they thought it was. You can do it here, and I think that for me is the most important thing. We saw it now with COVID. I mean, we are very much engaged globally. I mean, because we are global players, I mean, we engage globally with international counterparts. I mean, I was meant to be now on a side session in the UN, which I wasn't able to make. But it's possible now that can be done. You don't have to be present there. You don't have to spend lots of money. So that, I think, is what we're trying to achieve.
Soos Bishop afsluit, daar is geen rede hoekom die land nie 'n leier in tegnologiese vooruitgang kan wees nie.